Si Dieu a mis un rêve dans ton cœur, écris-le, garde-le comme un trésor.
Bienvenue à la Belle Église Internationale. Une belle expérience qui transformera votre vie par la parole de Dieu. Sœur Simone Pierre Adimola, Ghanéenne de nationalité, est un pasteur assaisonné dont le cœur brûle pour voir Christ formé dans les cœurs des francophones. Elle est également le pasteur principal de la Belle Église Internationale. Préparez-vous à être enseigné, convaincu, corrigé et instruit à travers ce message qui tombe à pic. Écoutons Sœur Simone Pierre.
Hallelujah. Amen. Shall we pray?
Yeah.
I want you to open your mouth and speak to the Lord this evening. Just tell him how great he is, what he means to you. Speak to him in a minute and tell him of your expectation for tonight.
Parlez au Seigneur ce soir. Dites-lui à quel point il est grand. Parlez-lui de vos attentes ce soir.
You cannot come into the presence of God and not have an expectation. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for this evening. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for always being in the midst of your children. Father, I pray that as we enter into your word, you will speak to us.
Amen.
Father, that you will change our minds concerning the way you operate and the way you think. That as children of the Most High God, we would copy you, emulate you, and want to be like you. Father God, we thank you for the privilege of being called by your name. We pray that we will live lives that are worthy.
Yes.
As leaders in your house, O God, we pray that we'll be good examples to follow. We pray that you show us mercy. Where we are weak, show yourself strong.
Yes.
Deliver us from evil, O God, and cause your name to be glorified through our lives and through our ministries. We thank you for a time in your presence. Speak to us, Lord.
Yes.
We pray in Jesus' name.
Yes.
And all the saints of God shall say, Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Amen. Well, we thank God for another appointment service. Even though we are still in the middle of our ban on drumming and noise making. On Sunday, when we were in church, we heard the bar. They were shouting when Chelsea scored a goal.
Yeah.
And I said, where are the guards when people are making noise? So you can tell that it's a persecution of sorts. But we in everything we give thanks to God. Hallelujah. Because God is God, whether you ban noise making or not. It doesn't change who he is. And it doesn't change who we are. Amen. So we will just finish our chapter 5 of those who forget. Is that what I preached last week? You keep changing my message, so I don't know what I preached. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So as we finish the chapter, I believe that God will cause us to be people who don't forget. So that we'll be people who please God. Amen. All right, so last week, I think I ended on point number 5.
Parce que je me suis arrêtée au point 5.
Point 1, if we can just do a quick recap. Point 1 was that we're talking about 7 keys that will help us remember. And the first key we said was to study history.
La première clé, c'était d'étudier l'histoire.
That means study the past.
Étudier le passé.
Don't forget where you came from.
Ne pas oublier d'où vous venez.
Don't forget the experiences that you have had to get to where you are today.
N'oubliez pas les expériences par lesquelles vous êtes passé pour arriver là où vous êtes aujourd'hui.
When you study history, you learn from past mistakes.
Quand vous étudiez l'histoire, vous allez apprendre des erreurs qui ont été commises dans le passé.
And you also learn from past successes.
Vous allez aussi apprendre des succès du passé également.
Amen. Yeah. When you see the lives of people who have gone before you,
vous voyez les vies des gens qui vous ont précédé,
and how they have ended,
et comment ils ont terminé,
you will take a lesson from that life.
Vous allez apprendre une leçon de ces vies.
Hallelujah. So studying of history is a very important thing to do.
Donc étudier l'histoire est une chose très importante à faire.
Even in our countries, it's important to study our country's history.
Même dans nos pays, c'est important d'étudier l'histoire de nos pays.
To know, some of you are very proud of your countries, but you don't know the past of your country.
Vous êtes très fiers de votre pays, mais vous ne connaissez pas le passé de votre pays.
Hallelujah. So history is a very important subject that we need to learn from.
L'histoire est un sujet important dont nous avons besoin d'apprendre.
Number 2, we said that we should not let our successes destroy our memory.
Numéro 2, nous avons dit que nous ne devons pas laisser nos succès détruire notre mémoire.
When you prosper and you do well, you tend to forget God.
Quand vous prospérez et vous réussissez, vous avez tendance à oublier Dieu.
You tend to think that, oh, it's because of your hard work or your efforts that you have reached where you are.
Commencez à penser que c'est à cause de votre labeur, vos efforts, vous arrivez là où vous êtes.
Oh, it's because I worked hard, that's why I got an A.
Parce que j'ai travaillé dur, que j'ai eu A.
It's because I studied for a long time, that's why I passed the test.
Parce que j'ai étudié pendant un long moment, c'est pour ça que j'ai réussi à l'épreuve.
And then we forget about the grace of God.
Et on oublie la grâce de Dieu.
And the mercy of God.
Et la miséricorde.
There are some people who study very hard but still fail.
Et les gens qui étudient vraiment dur, mais ils échouent.
But you pass on your first attempt.
Mais toi, tu as passé la première fois.
So you think they are doing something wrong.
Donc, eux, ils font quelque chose qui est mauvais.
But the Bible says that when you have eaten and are full, don't forget God.
Et la Bible dit que quand tu mangeras et tu seras rassasié, n'oublie pas Dieu.
Amen. Amen. Number 3, we also said that we should not let the passage of time make us forget. Alright. With time, we tend to forget.
Avec le temps, on a tendance à oublier.
It's a natural thing.
C'est une chose naturelle.
But there are certain things that we cannot allow ourselves to forget.
Il y a des choses qu'on ne peut pas se permettre d'oublier.
There are certain people that we must not allow ourselves to forget.
Il y a des gens qu'on ne peut pas se permettre d'oublier.
Hallelujah. So with the passage of time, you must consciously remember certain things.
Donc avec le temps qui passe, tu dois consciemment te rappeler de certaines choses.
And that is why we have celebrations.
C'est parce que nous avons des célébrations.
Like we all know, 14th May.
Par exemple, on connaît tous le 14 mai.
And we all know that it is the founder's birthday.
It's
something we cannot allow ourselves to forget. Even when he's dead and gone, we will still celebrate. I said we. I mean, those who are around will still celebrate the Founders' Day. So that we know where the church started from. Hallelujah. May it never be said that La Belle Église does not know Bishop Dagiwad Mills. May it never be said that La Belle Église doesn't value Bishop Dagi Wadmill. And does not honor Bishop Dagi Wadmill. Hallelujah. Because if it wasn't for his obedience, we would not be where we are today. Hallelujah. So we put in place memorials and events to remember. Amen. All right, so in your own life, put in place memorials and things to remember people and events that have happened to you. For example, if somebody helped you, have a picture of the person somewhere in your house. So in 20 years' time, you can tell your children, you see this person, when I first went to Ghana, this is the person who showed me how to find my way to Makola Market. Always put in place things to help you remember. Don't be ungrateful. And don't be forgetful. Hallelujah. Then we also looked at point number 4. We must recognize the hand of God in everything that happens to us. Hallelujah. And I think this point was very pertinent because we tend to forget God in many situations. You know, we admire things.
On admire les choses.
We like nice things.
On aime de belles choses.
But we must always remember the God factor, the hand of God in the things that we like.
Mais nous devons toujours avoir en tête le facteur de Dieu dans les bonnes choses que nous aimons.
You are a Christian today.
Tu es un chrétien aujourd'hui.
Don't just say it like, oh, I'm a Christian.
Mais dis pas juste que je suis un chrétien.
Remember that to be a Christian, somebody gave his life.
Après toi, tu peux être quelqu'un qui a donné sa vie.
That should be your mind when you say, I am a Christian. When you say, I'm going to church. Don't go to church because you are supposed to dance or lead a song. Amen. Sorry about that. Hallelujah. Remember that you're going to church because that is the house of God and you're going to meet the brethren. Amen. Remember the hand of God in your life. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay. Next, the next point.
Le point suivant.
I don't know if did we go up to point number 5 last week? Okay. Continually recognize the people God has used in your life.
Point numéro 5, reconnaissez toujours les gens dont Dieu s'est servi dans votre vie.
Amen. Remember that God uses people to bless us. You cannot be an island on your own.
Je ne peux pas être une île.
Some people say, oh, me, I like to stay in my corner. You cannot stay in your corner and serve God. You cannot avoid people and serve God. I mean, the two is like, I don't want to drink water, but I want to live. You can't, because your body is 80% water. So, you need God. Amen. You cannot not have God, and you cannot not have people to for God to use to bless you. Amen. Are you there? When the Bible says, give, and it shall be given unto you. He says he will cause men to give to you. Hallelujah. So we need people.
On a besoin des gens.
And you need to remember that God uses people to bless you.
Et on a besoin de se rappeler que Dieu utilise des gens pour nous bénir.
It's true that people also cause you problems, but the blessings also come through people.
C'est vrai que les gens nous causent aussi des problèmes, mais les bénédictions viennent des gens.
Hallelujah. So remember those who God has used to bless you in particular.
Rappelez-vous en particulier les gens que Dieu a utilisés pour vous bénir.
Don't forget them.
Ne les oubliez pas.
Don't forget them.
Ne les oubliez pas.
Hallelujah. You know, this story of Laban and Jacob. When Bishop writes the book, he says, even unbelievers remember. How much more we Christians?
L'histoire de Laban et de Jacob, devait comme devant les livres, a dit que même les non-croyants se rappellent.
À
plus forte raison, les chrétiens.
Genesis 30:27, Laban said something. He says, I have learned that the Lord has blessed me because of you.
Dans Genèse 30:27, Laban a dit, je vois bien que le Seigneur m'a béni à cause de toi.
It takes a certain humility for you to recognize that God can bless you through somebody.
Ça demande une certaine humilité de voir que de reconnaître que Dieu t'a béni au travers de quelqu'un.
Yeah, because we tend to say that, oh, even if you hadn't come, I would have done this anyway. Okay, if you didn't show me Makola, I would have found my way to
Makola.
If you didn't take me in, I'm sure I would not have slept in the road.
Or in the street.
So we tend to brush aside the help that people have given us. Some of you have forgotten the person who brought you to this church. And you came to this church and you gave your life to Christ. That person caused you to know God in a certain way. You cannot forget that person. You cannot forget the person who witnessed to you for you to accept Christ as your Savior. Because that person has caused your name to be written in the book of life, which means that when you die, you are going to heaven. How do you pay such a person back? You cannot. So how can you forget such a person? If that person hadn't invited you, you could have died and gone to hell. Don't say that, oh, if he hadn't invited me, I would have been saved anyway. You are making a mistake. Laban was able to humble himself and tell his son-in-law. I've noticed that since you came into our house, since you came into my life, since you appeared, my life has changed. Amen. We need to be able to say that to another human being. Amen. That since I met you, I have changed.
Depuis que je t'ai rencontré, j'ai changé.
For good. Not for bad. Some of you must forget that boy who changed your life for bad.
Vous devez oublier ce garçon qui a mal changé votre vie.
Hallelujah. Amen. But as for remembering, you must remember.
Dans ce qui concerne le souvenir, vous devez vous souvenir.
And remember that God uses people to bless us.
Et vous rappelez que Dieu utilise des gens pour nous bénir.
Amen. My message is even finished. Don't be too proud to acknowledge who God uses.
Ne soyez pas trop orgueilleux pour reconnaître ce que Dieu a utilisé.
Your son-in-law.
Ton beau-fils.
You can't tell him that, oh, God has blessed me because of you. What if he becomes proud? What if he tells my daughter that even your father knows that I am the cause of his blessing?
Yeah.
You need to be humble enough to recognize that God can use that small boy, that little girl, that old man to bless your life and to change your destiny. Hallelujah. Point number six.
Point numéro six.
Grow in your understanding of why God blesses people.
Point numéro six. Développez dans votre compréhension des raisons pour lesquelles Dieu bénit les gens.
Amen. You need to understand that God blesses people because He wants to bless people.
On doit comprendre que Dieu bénit les gens parce qu'il veut bénir les gens.
We tend to want to rationalize why God has blessed this one.
On veut essayer de rationaliser pourquoi Dieu a béni cette personne.
And it becomes difficult for us to accept that God has blessed somebody when we don't particularly like the person.
Et il est difficile pour nous d'accepter que Dieu a béni quelqu'un quand nous n'aimons pas particulièrement cette personne.
We try to explain why it is working for him.
On essaie d'expliquer pourquoi est-ce que tout fonctionne pour cette personne.
Oh, it must be because he's from America.
Oh, peut-être parce qu'il vient de
l'Amérique. Oh, it must be because, yeah, he speaks English.
Peut-être parce qu'il parle anglais.
You need to understand that God blesses people in spite of all these parameters that we may give.
Nous devons comprendre que Dieu bénit les gens en dépit de tous ces paramètres qu'on peut donner.
There's a scripture that people don't like at all, but I will read it.
Il y a un verset que les gens n'aiment pas, que je vais lire.
Exodus 33, verse 19.
Exode 33, verset 19.
Exodus 33, verse 19.
Exodus 33, verse 19.
And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy.
Et je proclamerai devant toi le nom de l'Éternel. Je fais grâce à qui je fais grâce et miséricorde à qui je fais miséricorde.
It's like, it's not fair.
Elle dit que non, c'est pas juste.
But God, what if you say you show mercy to whom you show mercy? So if my life is like this, it means you have decided not to show me mercy.
Elle dit que Dieu, mais pourquoi tu décides de montrer la miséricorde à quelqu'un d'autre? Si ma vie était qu'elle est passée, tu as décidé de ne pas me montrer la miséricorde.
You see, that's why I say people, we don't like this verse because it makes it seem like God is biased.
Ouais, c'est pour la raison pour laquelle j'ai dit que les gens n'aiment pas ce livre, pour la passer verset, parce que comme si Dieu faisait prenait des parties pris.
But he says, I will show mercy. It is his privilege. And his right. If I have 10 bags.
Si j'ai dit ça,
and I decide that this is the one I'll use.
Et j'ai décidé que voici le sac que je vais utiliser.
And I use it for 3 months without changing it.
Et je l'utilise pendant 3 mois sans le changer.
I don't think the other bags can tell me that it's not fair. But me, I'm red. I go with your red shoes. Why are you taking your black bag?
Que moi je suis rouge et je peux être beau avec tes chaussures rouges. Pourquoi tu prends le sac noir?
It's not fair.
Ce n'est pas juste.
Whether it's fair or it's not fair, I choose.
Que ce soit juste ou que ce soit pas juste, je choisis.
And when you understand the way God works, it will help you.
Et quand tu comprends comment est-ce que je peux.
Hallelujah. Another admire the person like. What is it about this person that God has decided to show mercy to?
Et tu dois plutôt admirer et te demander quel est le motif pour lequel Dieu a décidé de montrer sa miséricorde envers cette personne.
Rather than being angry.
Au lieu d'être fâché.
Why did God choose this one? Why did God choose these ones?
Parce que Dieu a choisi ces.
Oh, why did I allow these people? Why did God allow these people to be chosen?
Pourquoi est-ce que Dieu a permis à ces.
I know something about them that Sister Simone does not know.
Vous connaissez quelque chose les concernant que Sister Simone ne connaît pas.
God says, I will show mercy on whom? I will show mercy. And I'll be gracious to whom I'll be gracious. Rather than be angry, look and say, how can I also become somebody that God will be gracious to?
Donc, au lieu d'être fâché, demande-toi, comment est-ce que je peux devenir quelqu'un à qui Dieu fera grâce?
Hallelujah. In the book, Bishop quotes an ancient Chinese proverb.
Dans Dans le livre, l'évêque cite un ancien proverbe chinois.
It's to help you understand the importance of understanding things. He says, you hear, you forget.
Il dit, tu écoutes, tu oublies.
You see, you remember.
Tu vois et tu te rappelles.
You do, you understand.
Tu fais et tu comprends.
Should I take it again?
Si tu vas le redire.
You hear,
tu entends,
you forget.
Tu oublies.
Most of you will forget everything that I've said.
Vous allez oublier tout ce que je viens de dire.
You see, you remember.
Si vous voyez, vous
when you open the book and read for yourself, you are more likely to remember.
Quand vous ouvrez le livre vous-même, il est plus probable que vous vous en souveniez.
You do, you put it into practice. You are more likely to understand, this is what they were saying. So understanding is what is important. And when you understand, you will not forget. God, why King David was blessed by God? Perhaps, I'm reading, King Solomon did not understand why God, you know King Solomon was the son of who? Of whom? Are you sure? Okay. So, King Solomon did not understand why God had blessed his father David. King Solomon remembered how God had been angry with his father for sleeping with somebody's wife and decided to avoid falling into his father's sins.
Peut-être que le roi Salomon ne comprenait pas pourquoi Dieu avait béni son père David. Le roi Salomon se souvenait que Dieu avait été en colère contre son père parce qu'il couchait avec la femme d'un autre. Et il décida de ne pas tomber dans les péchés de son père.
So in Solomon's mind, he was trying to rationalize why did God like my father?
Dans la tête de Salomon, il essayait de rationaliser pourquoi est-ce que Dieu aimait mon père.
But he didn't focus on God's will and God's choice.
Mais il n'était pas focalisé sur la volonté de Dieu et le choix de Dieu.
But preferred rather to focus on his father's mistake.
Il a préféré se focaliser sur les.
Maybe this is all hypothetical. Maybe.
Hypothetical.
Yeah. So in the book, Bishop says that maybe Solomon did not want to make the same mistake as King David by sleeping with somebody's wife. So he married everybody, all the ones that he liked. So when he likes you, he'll marry you so that there will be no problem. So he had 300 wives and 700 concubines. He says, I don't want my father's problems. How can God choose to favor somebody like David? That is why I read the verse I read. God will decide who he will be gracious to. But Solomon did not realize something very important. David loved God. You can love God and make mistakes. Amen. You can love God and make mistakes. You can be perfect and not love God. When I say perfect, you don't fornicate. You have been a virgin since you were born. You don't drink. You can't understand Christians who drink. You are apparently perfect.
Tu es apparemment parfait.
But in your heart, you don't love God.
Mais dans ton cœur, tu n'aimes pas Dieu.
You love yourself.
Tu t'aimes toi-même.
And everything you do is what is convenient to you.
Et tout ce que tu fais est ce qui est convenable pour toi.
David loved God.
David aimait Dieu.
Solomon, the Bible says that after a while, when he grew older, he turned away from God.
La Bible dit que Salomon, quand il a vieilli, il s'est détourné de Dieu.
He turned away from God.
Il s'est détourné de Dieu.
Because he followed after the gods of his many wives. David, in his weakness, never turned his heart away from God. So you may not understand why God chose David. All you can say, David, the one who killed Uriah so that he could take his wife. Oh, my God, too. Is he serious? God is serious. Amen. But you have to understand why God blesses people. Because he can. Amen. And when you see somebody and you think the person is blessed, try and find out, I want to be like him. I want God to love me or like me like he likes this one. Amen. What does he do? What is he doing that is allowing God to bless him? Amen. Let us stop looking at people with our physical eyes and start looking at people with spiritual eyes. Appreciate the spirituality around people. Amen. What is it about this person that causes him to rise? Why him? Why her? Amen. Then go in. Bible says if you judge yourself, you will not be judged. Of course, I mean, we are human beings. We can always make mistakes. Choose the wrong person. And choose the wrong person. I mean, God knows.
Amen.
Amen. But at the end of the day, if he has allowed the person to be chosen, it's also for a reason. Hallelujah. David loved God.
David aimait Dieu.
So if you understand that part of his life and overlook the mistakes that he made, even the mistake he made, you don't see a lot of the mistakes. It's this particular one. What can you learn from it?
Like
he was in the wrong place at the wrong time. When kings were going to war, he was sitting on top of his roof, relaxing. When it's time to go on outreach, it's not time to sit at home. When you sit at home, that's when the sister will come and knock on your door. Oh, I was passing.
Oh, je passais par là.
You know, and I made some manioc and I thought of you.
Et j'ai fait du manioc et j'ai pensé à toi.
If you were on outreach, she wouldn't have met you in the house.
Si j'étais en évangélisation, tu n'aurais pas rencontré à la maison.
David was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
David était au mauvais endroit au mauvais moment.
But his heart towards God was the same. It's unfortunate. Bathsheba too. You are bathing in broad daylight. Can't you look around and make sure nobody's watching? Ah, you too.
Ah, so is he.
Somebody's was saying Pierre. Somebody's wife. Hallelujah. So there are many things that lead to errors. There are many things. Don't be quick to judge somebody. Try and understand what is going on. Amen. The Bible even makes room for us falling.
It
says the righteous man will fall 7 times. The righteous man, not the weak man, not the bad man. The righteous man. Do you see? So the fact that he fell didn't make him unrighteous.
Donc le fait qu'il soit tombé ne l'a pas rendu injuste.
It's a bit deep, isn't it?
It's deep. actually.
It doesn't mean that you should go and look for a Bathsheba.
Help people wonder.
Okay. Don't go and look for Bathsheba. And say that, okay, I can at least fall once with Bathsheba. I have 6 more falls. That's I will look for another Bathsheba later. So I've only fallen twice since I became only twice. So I have 5 more fallings. But you see, you're falling, you're thinking of fornication. It's not fornication. You have been unforgiving 6 times. So you don't know that you only have 1 more fall left. You have been hateful or you have been jealous 5 times. You don't realize that your chances are running out. Anyway, please don't go and quote me that the woman said. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that try and understand that God can be gracious to whom he wants to. He can bless who he wants to. Amen. Learn to position yourself in a way that God will choose you to bless you. How can you do that? David's heart towards God didn't change.
Le cœur de David envers Dieu n'a pas changé.
Your heart is what is important to God. What is in your heart? What is in your heart? Hallelujah. Amen. When you understand that it's the heart that's important, you work towards having a pure heart. Bible says that keep your heart more than anything else. I'm translating the French into English. Because out of it are the issues of life. Your heart. Once you've understood that God is looking at your heart, you will stop looking at people in a certain way. There are some people who seem very problematic.
Et les gens qui sont très problématiques.
Always having problems left, right.
Ils ont toujours les problèmes à gauche, à droite.
But they have a good heart.
Mais ils ont un bon cœur.
Just that they make bad decisions.
C'est juste qu'ils prennent de mauvaises décisions.
They make a lot of mistakes.
Ils commettent beaucoup d'erreurs.
God sees all of that.
Dieu voit toutes ces choses.
But human as we are, we look at the mistakes.
Mais nous, en tant qu'humains, nous regardons seulement aux erreurs.
And say, this person does not deserve any kind of promotion.
Et on dit que cette personne ne mérite aucune promotion.
This person does not deserve any kind of consideration.
Cette personne ne mérite aucune considération.
You've made a mistake.
Nous avons commis une erreur.
Hallelujah. God sees the heart of men.
Dieu regarde le cœur des hommes.
And when we understand that,
et quand on comprend cela,
it will help us also not to judge.
Ça va nous aider également à ne pas juger.
Based on what we see. Amen. We are talking about remembering.
Nous parlons de ce souvenir.
Hallelujah. Solomon did not remember that his father's heart was pure, was good.
Salomon ne s'est pas rappelé que le cœur de son père était bon.
Amen. Are you with me? Yeah. You can tell when somebody has a good heart. Person has a good heart but makes a mistake. You can tell. But you can also tell when somebody is a very serpent-like character.
Il faut aussi le dire quand quelqu'un a un caractère de type de serpent.
You can tell.
Vous pouvez le dire.
Serpentesque. Serpentique. You must learn to understand how God works.
Il
Of course, you cannot understand him fully. He's God. But understand. Amen. And stop looking at just signs. Three signs to know that this person will be blessed by God. He comes to church every Sunday. He comes to church every Tuesday. And he goes forward to pay his tithe. You are very naive.
C'est très naïf.
Those are the easy things to do.
Elles sont les choses faciles à faire.
How does the person talk to other people? What is the person's relationship with others? Those of you who don't have friends, you are very suspicious.
Suspect.
Those of you who don't have friends, why don't you have friends? No, you said, like, oh, people are difficult. Yes, and you are easy.
They were nice until you came.
They were nice until you came. No, you must ask yourself, why don't I have friends? I'm not saying that you must have friends. It's not in the Bible, thou must have friends. But I'm saying that you must ask yourself, why don't I have friends? Is it that I don't like people or people don't like me? There's a no liking in the thing.
Yeah.
If I don't like people, why don't I like people?
Si je n'aime pas les gens, pourquoi est-ce que je n'aime pas les gens?
Oh, the people have offended me. Can it be that you are too sensitive?
Est-ce que tu es trop sensible?
Can it be that you are too touchy?
Est-ce que ça veut dire que tu es trop?
You're too sensitive.
Trop sensible.
How can it be that you alone, that everybody has offended you? You alone. Right now you want to stay in your corner. Where is your corner? Where? That you stay. If you don't have friends, or people don't like you, or you don't like people, ask yourself why. Are you so good and everybody is so bad that they don't like you because could it be pride? I'm just saying, try and understand issues, understand things. Don't be naive. We're talking about remembering. I don't know how remembering. It's also part of remembering. Yes, we are Christians, though. If you can't live with people, then there's a question mark over your Christianity. Why don't they like you? I don't know. There's some girls who say, oh, I don't, my friends are all boys because the girls, they don't like me. Why don't they like you? You must ask yourself, why don't they like me? Oh, they are jealous. Oh, sister. Send to the nearest sister and say, why would they be jealous of you? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Try and understand issues. Try and understand issues. Try and understand situations. Don't just judge somebody. Why is this person? Why does she like this person? I mean, she doesn't like me. Why doesn't she like you? If she doesn't like you, why? It's a question that you must ask yourself. Oh, is it because that one time I did it? Analyze, I don't know. Could it be? Why don't you have friends? As a Christian, why don't you have people? Christians must have people around them.
Yes, please.
If you are a leader, you must have sheep around you. If you are a sheep, you must have fellowship around you.
Wow.
Fellowship. Fellowship.
Yes.
And you must have a shepherd that leads you. Why don't you have a shepherd? Why cannot anybody lead you? If you don't have a shepherd, it means you're not a sheep. Maybe you're a goat. Or a crocodile. Or a snake. Snakes don't have leaders. Snakes don't have leaders. Think about it. A snake walks alone.
Yeah.
You never walk alone. You will never walk alone.
Mais tu ne marcheras jamais seul.
Because you are not a snake. Amen. Try and understand issues. Don't be limited in your outlook.
Soyez pas limité dans ce que vous recherchez.
Oh, she likes them because they are from here.
Yeah,
have you noticed that she's always working with people from here? Have you noticed that she's always walking with people from here?
Qu'elle marche toujours avec des gens qui viennent de cet endroit.
Stop analyzing with your limited mind.
Essayez d'analyser avec votre pensée limitée.
Go deeper.
Allez en profondeur.
Go deeper.
Allez en profondeur.
Be more spiritual.
Soyez plus spirituel.
Alléluia. And ask yourself spiritual questions. Is there something I'm missing?
Est-ce qu'il y a quelque chose que
Is there something
pas?
That I don't see?
Quelque chose que j'ai raté.
Because God will bless who He wants to bless.
Que Dieu va bénir qui il veut bénir.
He'll be gracious to whom He wants to be gracious.
Il fera grâce à qui il veut faire grâce.
Yeah. He will choose who he wants to choose. If the sister, somebody has proposed to her, where's your problem? Why are you analyzing? Why did he choose her? Why didn't he choose me? Somebody once told Bishop Doug that she saw that if he had met her before meeting his wife, he would have chosen her. He would have chosen her. Why? Do you know why he chose her? You see, you are limiting yourself to something. You are limiting yourself to something. And it is a mistake.
C'est une erreur.
Hallelujah.
Oui.
Learn to be more spiritual.
Apprenez à être plus spirituel.
Learn to be deeper in your thoughts.
Apprenez à être plus profond dans vos pensées.
Amen. Be deeper. Be more spiritual. Be more open to the things of God.
Soyez profond, soyez plus ouvert aux choses plus spirituelles, aux choses de Dieu.
Amen. All right. God chose David because he had a heart that refused to change.
Dieu a choisi David parce qu'il avait un cœur qui a refusé de changer.
Yeah. Says the real secret behind King David's blessing was his wholehearted service to the living God. Perhaps not understanding the secret behind someone's success will lead you to set aside the very thing that made the person great.
Le vrai secret de la vie est de servir le Dieu vivant de tout son cœur. Peut-être que l'incompréhension du secret du succès de quelqu'un vous conduira à mettre de côté la chose même qui le rendit grand.
Amen. Do you understand? Amen. Understanding.
La compréhension.
Understanding.
La compréhension.
Is important.
C'est important.
Number 7 and the last point, and we are closing. Hey, you even surprised the time I'm calling. It's a very important point. We're talking about keys to remembering.
On parle des clés.
Okay, and I just said that understanding is also a key to remembering. Understanding situations will help you not to forget. Number seven, do not have a rebellious blackout.
Okay. Number seven. N'ayez pas de trou de mémoire rebelle.
Like you can't remember.
Donc tu ne peux pas te rappeler.
There's sometimes you say, hey, I don't remember at all.
Après, on dit que, oh, je ne me rappelle pas du tout.
And it's happening a lot to me of late.
Et
like, oh, sister Simone, I told you, it's like, I don't remember.
Moi, je t'ai dit, je ne m'en rappelle pas.
You can't force me to remember.
Le problème me force à me rappeler.
If I say I don't remember, I don't remember.
Je ne m'en rappelle pas, je ne m'en rappelle pas.
And some of you, you come and say, oh, you remember last time when we spoke, I told you. I'll be looking at you like.
Et certains d'entre vous venez me dire, vous vous rappelez la dernière fois nous avons parlé, je vous ai dit.
You and I spoke.
Et vous revenez que toi et moi on a parlé.
You forget that I speak to a lot of people.
Vous oubliez que je parle à beaucoup de gens.
And a lot of people have a lot of issues.
Et beaucoup de gens différents ont beaucoup de situations.
So what you can say rather than say, oh, remember the last time, what we discussed the last time.
Ce que tu peux dire, c'est que tu te rappelles, vous vous rappelez ce qu'on a discuté.
I'm too polite to tell you that no, I don't remember.
Je suis assez poli pour ne pas te dire non, je ne me rappelle pas.
You can say that, oh, Sister Simone, remember the last time when I said that my days had this and this was that and this was that. Then I'll say,
Vous dites que ça, Simone, vous vous rappelez la dernière fois, je vous ai dit que mon ceci avec cela et mon cela avec ça. Je vais dire,
But you assume that I remember because you are important, isn't it? Okay. Sorry for left. Philemon chapter 1. There's only one chapter. You know Philemon? Okay. Verses 17 to. It's a very interesting script. If I want to read the whole from verse 1. Paul, we all know Apostle Paul. He had many sons in ministry. The most famous being Timothy. So the most well known is Timothy because he wrote Timothy my son, Timothy my son. But he had other sons. If you read from verse 1, let me read the story. He said a very, very important thing to Philemon.
Il a dit une chose très importante à Philemon.
When we get to it. I'm reading from the New Living Translation, or you can read from Semer, one of the easier versions. Okay. I'll read one verse, one, so that we can. Okay. This letter is from Paul, a prisoner for preaching the good news about Christ Jesus, and from our brother Timothy. I am writing to Philemon, our beloved co-worker.
Paul, le prisonnier de Jésus-Christ, et Timothée, notre frère, salut Philemon, notre cher ami et notre collaborateur.
And to our sister Apphia, and to our fellow soldier Archippus, and to the church that meets in your house. That means your fellowship.
Ainsi qu'Apphia, notre sœur, Archip, notre compagnon d'armes, et l'église qui s'assemble dans ta maison. Voyez vos cellules, vos bassins.
C'est une church.
C'est une église.
May God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace.
Que Dieu notre Père et le Seigneur Jésus-Christ vous accorde la grâce et la paix.
I always thank my God when I pray for you, Philemon.
Je ne cesse d'exprimer ma reconnaissance à Dieu lorsque je fais mention de toi dans mes prières.
Because I keep hearing about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all of God's people.
Car j'entends parler de l'amour et de la foi dont tu fais preuve envers le Seigneur Jésus et envers tous les membres du peuple saint.
And I am praying that you will put into action the generosity that comes from your faith as you understand and experience all the good things we have in Christ.
Je demande à Dieu que la solidarité qui nous unit à cause de ta foi se traduise en actes et qu'ainsi tout le bien que nous t'aurons amené à faire pour Christ soit rendu manifeste.
All right. Verse 7, your love has given me much joy and comfort, my brother, for your kindness has often refreshed the hearts of God's people.
Car j'ai éprouvé une grande joie et un grand encouragement en apprenant comment tu mets ton amour en pratique. Frère, tu as en effet réconforté le cœur de ceux qui font partie du peuple saint.
See, Paul is writing to Philemon and he's praising him. He's like, oh, you're a great guy. Oh, yeah, you know, I've heard of good things you are doing.
Paul écrit à Philemon, il dit qu'il le loue, il dit que tu es un bon garçon, j'ai écouté les choses que tu fais.
And he's softening his heart for something.
Il adoucit son cœur pour quelque chose.
That is why I am boldly asking a favor of you. I could demand it in the name of Christ, because it is the right thing for you to do.
C'est pourquoi malgré toute la liberté que Christ me donne de te prescrire ton devoir.
But because of our love, I prefer simply to ask you. Consider this a request from me, Paul, an old man and now a prisoner for the sake of Christ Jesus.
C'est pour t'adresser cette demande au nom de l'amour, étant ce que je suis, moi, Paul, un vieillard, et de plus maintenant un prisonnier à cause de Jésus-Christ.
You see, he's asking, he's preparing to ask something that he knows Philemon can say no.
Il se prépare à demander une chose pour laquelle il sait que Philemon peut dire non.
But he's preparing the ground.
Il prépare le terrain.
Making it difficult for Philemon to say no.
Et il rend difficile le fait que Philemon dise non.
He says in verse 10, I appeal to you to show kindness to my child, Onesimus. I became his father in the faith while here in prison.
Verset 10, il dit, je t'adresse cette demande au sujet de mon fils Onésime, dont je suis devenu le père spirituel ici en prison.
So even in prison, you can become a spiritual father.
Même en prison, vous pouvez devenir le père spirituel, un père spirituel.
Onesimus hasn't been of much use to you in the past, but now he's very useful to both of us.
Autrefois, il était inutile, mais maintenant il est utile à toi comme à moi.
I am sending him back to you, and with him comes my own heart.
Je te le renvoie donc, lui qui est devenu comme une partie de moi-même.
How can you say no? I wanted to keep him here with me while I'm in these chains for preaching the good news, and he would have helped me on your behalf.
Personnellement, je l'aurais volontiers gardé auprès de moi et il aurait pu ainsi me rendre service à ta place alors que je suis en prison à cause de l'évangile.
But I didn't want to do anything without your consent. I wanted to help because you were willing. I wanted you to help because you were willing, not because you were forced.
Je n'ai cependant rien voulu entreprendre sans ton assentiment, pour que le bienfait que tu m'aurais ainsi accordé ne soit pas forcé, même en apparence, mais entièrement volontaire.
But the way he's asked the question, he's almost, he can't say no. Verse 15, it seems you lost Onesimus for a while so that you could have him back forever.
Il dit, verset 15, d'ailleurs, qui sait, peut-être Onésime a-t-il été séparé de toi pour un temps, afin que tu le retrouves pour toujours.
See, so I think there must have been a quarrel or a problem between Onesimus and Philemon.
Je pense qu'il y a dû avoir une querelle ou un problème entre Onésime et Philemon.
And they were not talking again.
Et ils ne s'adressaient plus la parole.
But now Paul is trying to build up something.
Et Paul essaie de bâtir quelque chose.
And he started by saying, I want to ask you a favor.
Il a commencé par dire que j'aimerais te demander une faveur.
I don't want to insist, even though it's the right thing to do.
Je ne veux pas insister, même si c'est la bonne chose à faire.
But I want you to do it willingly from your heart.
Que tu le fasses de manière volontaire, de ton cœur.
That goes, you see, I'm asking you a favor, eh? So it should be from your heart, okay?
Je demande une faveur, mais ça doit venir de ton cœur, d'accord?
You lost Onesimus for a while, but now he's back. Oh, he's your brother.
Tu as perdu Onesimus pendant un temps, mais il est revenu, c'est ton frère.
Verse 16, he is no longer like a slave to you. He's more than a slave, for he's a beloved brother, especially to me. Now he will mean much more to you, both as a man and as a brother in the Lord.
Non plus comme un esclave, mais bien mieux qu'un esclave. comme un frère très cher. Il l'est tellement pour moi. Combien plus le sera-t-il pour toi, en tant qu'homme et en tant que frère dans le Seigneur?
Verse 17. So, if you consider me your partner, welcome him as you would me.
Verset 17. Par solidarité envers moi, accueille-le comme s'il s'agissait de moi-même.
If he has wronged you in any way or owes you anything, charge it to me.
Si tu as été lésé par lui ou s'il te doit quelque chose, porte cela sur mon compte.
I take it on me. If he has offended you, blame me.
Blâme-moi.
If he has done anything to you,
si t'as fait quoi que ce soit,
put it on me.
Mets-le sur moi.
I want you to receive him as a brother.
Comme frère.
If there's any problem,
si y a un problème,
you say I did it.
Dis que c'est moi qui ai causé ça.
Verse 19. Paul, I Paul write this with my own hand. I will repay it. If he owes you, I will do. And I won't mention that you owe me your very soul.
Verset 19. J'écris ce qui suit de ma propre main. Moi, Paul, je te rembourserai ces dettes. Et je ne veux pas te rappeler ici que toi aussi, tu as une dette à mon égard. C'est ta propre personne.
He says, I will not say it, oh, but he has said it.
Je ne vais pas le dire, oh, mais il a dit.
He says, I will not mention that you owe me.
Il a dit que je ne veux pas te rappeler que toi aussi, tu as une dette à
moi. I'm asking you a favor.
Je te demande une faveur.
Oh, please, you just consider for my sake. You know, if he did something, you blame me, it's okay.
Il a fait quelque chose, blâme-moi, c'est okay.
But my favor I'm asking you is that please accept him. Accept him.
Accepte-le.
If he owes you,
si te doit quelque
chose, I will pay.
Je vais payer.
But don't forget.
Mais n'oublie pas.
That you too, you owe me.
Mais toi aussi, tu me dois.
You don't owe me money.
Oh.
Your very soul.
Tu me dois ta propre personne.
You that you are sitting here.
Toi qui as dit.
So it means that your very life can be, I don't want to say can belong to somebody, but can belong to somebody. The fact that you are saved,
le fait que tu sois sauvé,
the person, Paul says, don't forget you owe me.
Paul a dit, n'oublie pas que tu as une dette à mon égard.
You don't owe me money.
Tu ne me dois pas de l'argent.
Your very soul.
Tu me dois ta
the fact that you are saved.
Le fait que tu sois sauvé.
Don't forget it.
N'oublie pas.
So as I'm asking you a favor,
alors, je demande une faveur.
Don't forget.
N'oublie pas.
Because some of us forget. And we become big. And we become proud. And we become selfish. We become forgetful. That somebody opened a door of opportunity for us to become who we are. We behave as though we arrived on our own. I'm surprised Onesimus, Paul had to write all of this. Maybe Onesimus was becoming a bit pompous. For him to write, it's like, oh, please, I'm sorry. It's like, oh, he's a brother, you know. He was with you, it's true, but you forget. If Onesimus was really a son to Paul,
si Onesime était vraiment un fils pour Paul,
Paul should have just said, Onesimus, what's his name? Philemon. Onesimus is coming, please, just sort him out.
Paul aurait simplement dit que finalement Onesime arrive, occupe-toi de lui.
Just sort him out.
Occupe-toi de lui.
But Philemon has become somebody.
Mais Philemon est devenu quelqu'un.
So now before they can ask you, you have to pamper him and organize your words well so that Paul is Paul.
Philemon est devenu quelqu'un d'autre. Avant de lui parler, il faut organiser les nos paroles. Il faut
le dire. You don't offend him. You have to say it well.
On va le dire de la bonne manière.
But if that Paul is really your father,
mais si Paul est vraiment ton père,
you should just call Philemon.
Il doit seulement appeler.
Onesimus is coming.
Onesime arrive.
You better stop that your quarrel, eh?
Pourrais bien arrêter cette querelle.
And receive him as your brother.
Reçois-le comme ton frère.
Be serious.
Sois sérieux.
But you have to go round and round. But Paul is Paul.
Paul, c'est Paul.
He says, hey, by the way, I'm saying all this, but don't forget
je
you yourself.
Je dis là, de toi-même.
You owe me your very life.
Tu me dois ta vie.
So you cannot say no to Paul.
Tu peux pas dire non à Paul.
Don't forget.
N'oublie pas.
Don't have a blackout.
N'aie pas un trou de mémoire.
That is through Paul that you are saved, and you Philemon, you even have a book written after you in the Bible.
Que toi Philemon, tu es sauvé. Tu as même un livre qui porte ton nom dans la Bible.
I don't believe that one day I should, before I tell Pastor Tiago that, oh, I'm asking this person to come to Alajo Church, then I have to be now saying, oh, Tiago,
no.
Please, do you remember the brother? If that is the same day, I'll remove you from there.
Le matin, parce qu'un jour, je veux envoyer quelqu'un à l'âge, je vais dire à Pastor Tiago, oh, tu te rappelles le frère, tout ça là. Ce sera le même jour que je vais l'enlever de là-bas.
If I have to now beg him to send somebody to him,
je dois maintenant le supplier pour envoyer.
There's a problem.
C'est un problème.
It means that he has become big.
Ça veut dire qu'il est devenu grand.
Cannot be. But Paul had to write. He had to remind Philemon that, look, I'm just being polite here. I'm just being polite. You owe me your very life. Don't have a blackout. Don't have a blackout concerning who you are and who has done what for you. Amen. Don't forget.
N'oublie pas.
Some of us have selective memory.
On a une mémoire sélective.
Remember what we want to remember. It will not be good for us. If somebody has to remind you, that talk to you like this, don't forget. Don't forget where you came from. Don't forget where I found you. And none of us have blackouts. And we don't remember. We don't remember. Never say,
je dis jamais,
I would have been saved anyway.
J'aurais été sauvé de toute façon.
I believed in God anyway.
Je croyais en Dieu de toute façon.
You may have believed in God before coming here. But through this ministry, today you have found something to do. Don't forget it. Maybe you were saved already. But your salvation, what were you doing with it? What were you doing with your salvation? Some of us, our salvation was equal to zero. You looked exactly like the unbelievers you were walking with. You were even worse than the unbelievers. What did you do with your salvation? Today, look at you, noble, honorable.
Noble, honorable.
They can call you chef. You. Before they were calling you, hey. Today they say chef. When you come, then the people are. Hey. Peachy. You. Some of you used to fight. Sisters, I'm not talking about brothers, sisters. You were a fighter. Today, look at you, how beautiful, respectable, soft-spoken. You can't even hear your voice. Speak up, speak up. Look at you. Don't forget.
N'oublie pas.
Hein? Paul says, you owe me.
Paul a dit, tu me dois. Tu as une dette envers moi.
Your very soul. That's a deep thing to say.
C'est une chose profonde à dire.
Very, very, very
deep.
Yeah. And when we are asking you to honor.
Et quand on vous demande d'honorer.
And to remember.
Et de vous rappeler.
Don't become puffed up.
Ne vous devenez pas, ne vous endossez pas.
And say that I would have been anyway. You could have been dead.
J'aurais pu être mort.
And sitting in the grave.
Et être dans la tombe.
But God caused you to see another day. What's the song?
I could have been
dead. Yeah. You are alive serving God. Don't forget.
N'oublie pas.
Hallelujah. I said don't forget.
J'ai dit n'oubliez pas.
Don't forget. Don't forget.
N'oubliez pas.
Don't forget. In 5 years, don't forget.
Dans 5 ans, n'oubliez pas.
10 years, don't forget.
Dans 10 ans,
may never be said that these people, they don't even go to church anymore.
Ils ne vont même plus du tout à l'église.
They don't even go to church anymore.
Ils ne vont plus du tout à l'église.
They don't serve God anymore.
Ils ne servent plus Dieu.
Where will you be in 5 years?
Où seriez-vous dans 5 ans?
Spiritually.
Au niveau spirituel.
In 10 years.
Dans 10 ans.
In 20 years, when you are married with your children.
Dans 20 ans, marié avec tes enfants.
Will you take your children to church?
Vas-tu emmener tes enfants à l'église?
Will you remember that somebody encouraged you to go to church? Or you'll be one of those parents who say, I ban you from going to that church. Where will you be? May the Lord have mercy on us. May the Lord remember. May the Lord forgive us. For our pride.
Pour notre orgueil.
And our selective memory.
Et notre mémoire sélective.
And our way of displeasing him.
Et notre manière de lui déplaire.
May he be gracious to us.
Qu'il soit gracieux envers nous.
And merciful to us.
Et qu'il soit miséricordieux.
In Jesus' name, stand to your feet.
Veuillez vous lever au nom de Jésus.
Amen. Shall we? Just thank God for his word. Father, thank you for teaching us not to forget. Thank you for teaching us what it means to remember.
Merci de nous avoir enseigné ce que ça signifie.
We want to be grateful for everything that you have done for us. We don't want to be forgetful. We don't want to be ungrateful. But Lord, we want to remember.
Yes, Lord.
So that we'll be the best version of who we can be.
Amen.
Father, may we not have to be reminded that somebody has done something for us. But may we remember ourselves. May we always be grateful. Father, thank you for calling us, for choosing us, for loving us, and for giving us a place in your ministry.
Yes.
In your church so that we can serve. May we never take it for granted. And may we never become too familiar with you and with your word. That we would begin to disobey your word.
Yeah.
Father, deliver us from the spirit of pride. Deliver us from the spirit of ingratitude and ungratefulness. Lord, may we be vessels that please you. May we be men and women after your own hearts. We thank you for your love towards us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Nous croyons que vous avez été bénis par la prédication de la parole de Dieu par notre pasteur Sœur Simone Pierre à Démola. Visitez-nous sur Facebook en cherchant la page La Belle Église Internationale. Telegram en cherchant Sœur Simone Pierre. Ou souscrivez à notre podcast Sœur Simone Pierre pour plus de messages. Que Dieu vous bénisse.